Hello, Mike. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand, back for your celestial forecast.
Hey Lisa, it's Michael, your astro daddy here for the 22nd of August, Thursday.
What have you got for us?
Oh, this is the big day, Lisa, because today the sun enters into Virgo. And it will be for the next 30 some odd days. And so this is a time for logic and a focus on details. But be careful to nitpick and be critical.
To not nitpick and be critical,
All right.
right? Let's not
not
encourage that. But
Lisa, this is Lisa.
nitpicking.
You are nitpicking. We're not even in Virgo yet.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, here we go. You know what I just love is when we synchronize this way. The card for today is Six of Pentacles. Six is the number of Virgo. Pentacles is that earthy, physical body. So this Virgo is where the first six signs, where we're exploring all of those personal gifts, who you are in Aries, what you have in Taurus, what you think in Gemini. What where you live in Cancer, and then Leo, that place where it's like what I express. Now in Virgo, it's like I'm preparing all of this to take it out into the world. So it's that consolidation. And the Six of Pentacles is literally when you bring all of yourself, or as much of yourself as you genuinely know to any endeavor. This is the card of good karma. What you put out there, you actually get in return, and it's not always equal measure, not like the Eight of Pentacles, but the Six of Pentacles says, be willing to put your gifts out there, be willing to explore who you are, because some of what you get back is that stronger sense of yourself as we move into this Virgo season. And again, there's something very healing about knowing yourself, really knowing yourself. So.
You know, that goes back to what you were saying in a couple of days ago when it's make sure that you know, the story that you tell yourself, you tell yourself a better story about yourself, you know, because we're still under that trine of Mercury and Chiron, and that's still happening. But really, the big event of today, at least besides the sun moving into Virgo, is the Venus Mars square perfects today on the 22nd.
Ah, so again, you can be creative. That Venus Mars tension, allows us to create from a better place, a bigger place, a more whole place. Right? Yeah. And this might be a good place to nitpick when your story doesn't feel good, when the story that you tell yourself or somebody else has told you about you doesn't feel good, say no. It's like, that's a good place to be picky. It's like, no. I'm willing to learn about myself. I'm willing to learn how it lands. You can tell me how you feel about what I'm doing, but you don't get to define me by what I'm doing. Behavior can change, right? So it's like that's a very good detail to land on. That it's like when somebody's objecting to something. They can object to behavior all day long. Just as long as you know that the person is acceptable, the behavior can change. That's the best of the Six of Pentacles.
Yeah, you know, and as you were saying yesterday, that tension between the masculine and the feminine, that the tension between the yin and the yang, you know, it can produce some really, really amazing artistic creations.
That
And
Mars Venus, yeah.
So direct your arousals and passion towards something that you love. That's the name of the game. And we're going to be under this aspect, this energy for a few more days too.
I love that. Well, and this one says get earthy. So as long as we're aroused, go put it to good use.
Yeah, get out to the garden.
There you go. I am Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm Michael, your astro daddy, and we'll see you next time.
See you tomorrow.